When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This episode is sponsored by Luxy. Looking for a dating experience that truly matches your standards? Let me tell you about Luxy, one of the world's most exclusive dating apps, designed for singles who want something extraordinary. Luxy is unlike any other app out there. With over 4 million active members worldwide, Luxy is the place to connect with high achievers who know exactly what they want. And here's the best part. 90% of Luxy members are verified, so you're connecting with real people who value authenticity. Plus, 18% of their users are income verified, for $200,000 and up. Yeah, you heard that right. As seen on Jimmy Kimmel Live, CNN, BBC, and Business Insider, Luxy's been trusted and recommended by some of the biggest names in media. Why? Because it's a cut above the rest. Luxy is for those of you who believe your time and your standards matter, no more settling. So, if you're ready to meet people who share your drive, ambition, and taste for the finer things in life, check out Luxy. Download the app today and experience a new standard in dating. Luxy, where high standards lead to real connections. Their link is in the show note below.
Do it your way. You don't need their permission, but you need yours. You don't need their permission, but you do need yours. You do need to look at yourself and declare who you are, and you need to believe it.
You think my dreams are too big? I said, absolutely not. You're just telling them to the wrong person.
For some of you, the reason why you're not taking advantage of this opportunity is not because you don't believe in it. You don't believe in you. In order to achieve greatness, you must first believe you can.
Because I get to decide. I'm running my life now. I'm finally in control of my life. I'm finally the boss of my life. Are you ready to be the boss of your own life? Are you ready to be in control of your own life? Are you ready? And you deserve to have everything you want. You deserve to live your best life. You deserve it. And stop listening to the people who tell you you don't. Kill the noise. What do they know?
We're gonna do the hard work now. So here's the hard work. I need you to confront you.
I was created to be great. I was created to do great things. I was created to have great things, and I will no longer ask others for their permission. That person who was your hater, they thought they defeated you. That person who told you you'll never amount to anything, they thought they defeated you.
You want me to tell you to give up? Huh? You want me to tell you to quit? Huh? Is that what you want me to say? You want to hear E.T. say, it's all right to give up. It's all right to surrender. That's what you want me to say? But listen to me, man, I can't tell you that.
Some of us just grind. Some of us don't make excuses. Some of us don't surrender. Some of us don't give up and give in.
It's our dream. Nobody's going to see it like you do it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to feel it like you feel it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it.
and they don't have to do it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream. And you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen. And you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do. What we do with the pressure is we say, I gotta take it, and I gotta take it to another level. Once you start questioning yourself, you already lost. All of us will be successful in life if we don't quit. I gotta believe in me before anybody else believe in me. You can't have excuses. You can't play the blame game, because great people don't make excuses, they make up.
You still must grind. I'll never be in the Olympics. I'll never be a professional athlete, but still I grind. I fail at most things I do, but still I grind. I don't want to do half the shit I do, but still I grind.
When you're working at your dream, somebody said, the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Oh, it's sweet to you. It's good to you. Why? See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, see, what you become in the process is more important than the dream.
No more will I be treated like this. No more will I be overweight. No more will I be in a job that I hate. Just decide, man. What you need to do is to train your mind and focus on the pain you'll get if you don't act.
Listen to me. You are in full control of your destiny, of your future, of your dreams. Nobody else is responsible for it.
Don't you give up on your life. Don't you give up on those reps. Don't you give up on giving it what it takes to get the most of yourself.
Still I grind. And that one day, you see me down a dark alley, run at 1 o'clock in the morning, no one thing. I was grinding.
I didn't get here making excuses. You gotta get to the point where it hurts. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. But I'm not gonna cry about it. No, I'm not a part of the country club. Nope, I'm not. I don't hang out with them. But I'm still gonna be successful. I'm still gonna get to where they are. Why? Because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me. You will not destroy us. You will not defeat us till the day I die. It's your mental toughness, your mental strength. We can, we will, and we must get through this. This is what's so sweet about success. That as long as you stay in failure, that like, you know, you get satisfied with that, when you actually come over to success, it's the same thing. Like, you gotta have more and more and more of it. Just like when you're in poverty, you can keep doing it. When you become successful, so I went with the master's degree. Then when I went with the PhD, I just kept, we came out with an album. I wrote 3 books. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Now I'm at a point where I have this sensational desire for more success. So after I finish with the degree, now I start working out. I'm ready to hit this marathon. Now I got another book coming. Now I'm trying to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Now we're trying to do a reality show. I'm telling you, you would get from the dark side. You get from being a loser, low self-esteem, doubt, and fear. And you can find your way on this side, guys. It's sweeter on this side. Many of you have not activated who you are because you don't know what you want. Execution is worship. Execution is worship. Execution is worship. Execution is worship. You get away with a lot of stuff when you start executing. And I'm telling you, if you execute, you're going to be on a whole other level. What do you want? And there are those of you in this room, you are great. You are phenomenal. And you're not walking in it.
Accept it. And now let's walk in it. The dream is yours, but you're saying, I'm not worthy of the dream. You're probably not, but it's been given to you anyway.
For many of you, you're just not tired enough yet.
You haven't hit rock bottom. You're not desperate enough. You're not hungry and thirsty enough for it. And this is why you can't show up in the world of consistency. We get deeply immersed in the whirlpool of another version of ourselves every single day. For me, it's deeper than get up at 2 a.m. and grind. Because I can get up, get dressed, get in my car, get to the gym, and sit on my phone. And so really the question we have to ask ourselves is, are we implementing the information that we know? What we've written down, what we're listening to, what we know to do, are we doing it? Are we implementing? Many of you are too ambiguous with your future. Not only are we not aware of who we are, but we have no idea where we're going and why we're going there. Once we get identity, our why and our where, our mission, our purpose, I do this thing effortlessly. I do this thing at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. I can lose sleep. I can miss a meal. You can step out of my life and I'm just going to keep going. When it seems as though life has not only got me sliding down a wall, but it's knocked me flat on my back, all of a sudden, I've got a bounce back in me because I'm disciplined, I'm calculated, I'm principled, I'm aimed. I know who I am and I know where I'm going. I don't know how many of you need to hear this, but this is the hour that you climb out of the depression. Walk out of this thing, run out of this thing, claw out of this thing, crawl out of this thing. But today, you come out. Be on your craft, execute, show up, forgive, love, build, create, believe, try again.
I don't care how good you are in anything, you don't have discipline, you ain't nobody. Because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline. Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it. You may not know this now, but you're this close to igniting your inner champion and reclaiming your destiny.
It's just that I want to be up more than anybody on the planet want me to be down. Be champion before you become champion. Wanting to get the best out of yourself. Not competing with anyone else but you.
I don't back down from anyone. And that's what got me in trouble. I don't play games. I don't kiss anyone's ass. And I'm a real man. And that's why, regardless of being a fighter, anything, I'm a man. And that's why I want to be a man. And if I die, I want to die a man.
And when you really focus, you hear everything. When I come to the ring, I notice everybody can hear you breathing. I hear you talking, I hear everything.
When I come out, I have supreme confidence. I'm scared to death. I'm totally afraid. I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid of losing. I'm afraid of being humiliated. But I'm totally confident. The closer I get to the ring, the more confidence I get. The closer, the more confidence I get. The closer, the more confidence I get. But the closer I get to the ring, I'm more confident. Once I'm in the ring, I'm a god. No one can beat me.
There's no one to stop me.
The world will know my name till the end of time. They call me the greatest. Because I'm a savage. That's who I was. I didn't want nothing till I got something. And when I said something, I mean the crown.
You knew from the beginning the world was going to know who Mike Tyson was.
100%, yeah.
At what age did you know that?
14.
Why is that?
Because I was beating everybody at 14. More than my skills, I had the mindset. To kill, destroy, break them down. It's just, I'm the greatest. You know, success is all about a lifestyle. I lived the lifestyle of the champion at 14. In order to be the champ, you have to live a lifestyle of the champ. It's all about discipline, doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it. That's what it's all about. If you don't have discipline, I don't care how skillful you are, you're nothing. You don't want to be the best ever, why are you here? Confidence breeds success, and success breeds confidence. It's all about the belief that you can do it. Belief is more powerful than anything. Only thing we can do is just have that focus and belief in ourselves and believe that I want to be up than anybody in the world wants me to be down. And it's all about, well, like I said before, self-belief. My whole success is from belief. I just believe in me, and I'm going to overcome all my adversity. The truth will set you free, but it's going to make you miserable first. And that's how we improve as a person, improving ourselves. You have to first have the aptitude to do what you claim you want to do. And if you have that, and the determination, and the will to win, there's nothing that you can't do. Impossible is nothing compared to anybody that tries. Nothing's impossible then. Confidence breeds success, success breeds confidence, and confidence applied properly will supersede a genius. Life is just a circle. They're gonna hate me again one day, and then God willing, they're gonna respect me again one day. Because in order to be a master, you have to first be a fool, I guess. You have to believe in yourself before you believe in anything else. God, religion, you have to believe in you. And once you believe in you and have a relationship with you, there's nothing that you can't do. You have to be the champion in this to be the champion in this.
I really don't know what I want. I am not walking in my greatness. My esteem is not where it should be. I am accepting things that I probably shouldn't accept. And when I leave today, I'm ready to embrace the true me. Listen to me, as you're trying to get to that next level of success, you legitimately have to know what that is if somebody's gonna be able to help you out. Listen to what I'm saying. I knew what I wanted. And the first thing some of you in this room have to do, you've got to get to the place where you know what you want. And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. That's what I do. I wake up every single day and I go after what I want. But if you don't know what you want, what are you even waking up for? E.T., why am I not fired up? E.T., why am I sleeping in? Because you don't have a reason to get up. You don't have a reason to wake up early in the morning. You don't have a reason to work out. But you better stop making excuses and find a way to win. Because once you start winning, I'm telling you, I can't explain it to you, but doors start opening, opportunities start happening. But what you cannot do is you cannot quit during the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up. And when you become a winner, they start seeing you with winners. And so I need you to create a culture of winning. And do me a favor, you don't have to win at a whole bunch of stuff. Just win one day at a time. You cannot give up. What you gotta do is, you heard it. Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank. That's the difference between the greats. That's what separates them. When they don't have no more, when it's over, when they're tired, when they're frustrated, when they're ready to give up, when they spent their last dime, that's when they get started. Are you hearing me? It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left. That's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way. When you find breath that you don't have. When you find energy that did not exist. When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way. I wish I could tell you, you tired, go take a break. I wish I could tell you it's gonna get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, it's gonna get lighter. The weight is gonna get lighter. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is, you gotta find something within. So I need you to do me a favor, guys. I need you to win. Until you know what you want, you will not get good rest. If you don't know what you want, then you've not begun to live yet. You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you. And when you find out what your why is, and your why gotta be deeper than you, when you find your why, you don't hit snooze no more. When you find your why, you find a way to make it happen. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. And I can't explain it, but you better feel me. Winners win and losers lose. I can't explain it any better than that. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power every single day. I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Do not say this is going to be a part of my life because somebody told you it was going to be a part of your life. You need to start rejecting some of the stuff people are telling you. You need to stop embracing it. Just because they said it, it doesn't mean it's true for you. Just because you don't believe, just because you're going to be in poverty, just because your marriage ain't going to work out, just because your kids aren't going to be successful, I'm not owning that. That's not my life. And the reason why I say it's my fault, even when it's not my fault, because when I say it's your fault, I give you power. I give you control over my life. And I will never give another human control over my life. It's my fault. It's my problem. I'm coming up with a solution for it. Can we try? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of y'all, you're not even trying. You don't even try to do it. You've given up before you even tried. I'm taking ownership. You get to determine how you live. You live life on your terms. Go again, will your way through it. Some things you can skill yourself through, some stuff you gotta will your way through. And where there is no struggle, there is absolutely no progress. I will. Come on, I will.
I will.
Come on, I will.
I will.
I must.
I must.
The Mamba mentality simply means trying to be the best version of yourself. That's what the mentality means. It means every day you're trying to become better.
When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that'll try to crush your dream.
I once had a guidance counselor tell me that I shouldn't play basketball, that it would never amount to anything for me.
That's good.
The Black Mamba strikes again. One of the NBA's all-time greats.
Yeah, Bryant, there it is.
Job's not finished. Job finished? Well, I don't think so.
You know, if we want to get to that elite level, we really have to put in the work day in and day out.
This man played with a broken finger and won a championship game.
I play games with the flu. I play games with 102 degree fever, man.
Bryant has not sat tonight. He is literally on his last leg right now.
When the game is more important than the injury itself, you don't feel that damn injury.
Every time I step on a basketball court, I'm going to put a strong effort out there on the floor. I'm not going to leave anything on the floor.
Mental toughness that you need to get in there and get the job done.
Are you getting better every single day? That's the question.
The key factor for me wasn't whether or not I was ready. It was the fact that if I wasn't ready, I was determined to figure out how to get ready.
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today?
So I challenge you to have your dream, go after it with all you have, and be legendary in your own right.
My name is Kobe Bryant.
Don't you ever forget it.
It's a great feeling to know that you set a goal and you were able to reach that goal and to knock it down.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And if you guys can understand that, then what you'll see happen is that you won't accomplish your dreams. Your dreams won't come true. Something greater will.
It's an amazing thing about passion. If you love something, if you have a strong passion for something, you would go to the extreme to try to understand or try to get it. Whatever you have a love for, if you have to walk, you will go get it. If you have to beg someone, you will go get it.
I don't think you guys understand how present you guys were with me. You know, you guys were there with me at 5:30 in the morning when I was running the track and I was midway through my workout. And I didn't know if I could make it through. And I thought about the expectations you guys had for me and you had for our team. And it pushed me through. It got me through those 800s and 400s and 100s at 5:30 in the morning. So I thank you.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us strong. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. Thank you for this tremendous honor and acknowledging my basketball career, but I'm far from done. My next dream is to be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of athletes to have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never, ever rest in the middle. Rest at the end, not in the middle.
Be yourself. That's it. Be you. Be you. There's no gimmick. You don't have to contrive anything. Who are you? Where are you today? What is your story? Where does that come from?
And if you guys can understand that, then I'm doing my job as a father. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Mamba out.
Life was given for a reason. We exist for a reason. We were put on this earth to do great things. But the challenges, ladies and gentlemen, the challenges had to happen. They must happen. But we must carry on. What do we do with the life that has been given? How do we face the circumstances that have been brought before us? Do we give up? Do we stand up? Do we push through? Those are the questions that we ask each and every day when we are faced with adversity. No one said it was supposed to be easy. Hard times create tough mass. Tough mass creates tough characters. But you got to carry on. So when it gets tough, you gotta get tough. We are born to do great things. Not everybody is going to stand with you. Not everybody is going to support you. Not everybody is going to be by your side. So when you're standing alone, make sure you stand with a pure heart, that you do have something that you must do. Learn to walk alone sometimes. Learn to be strong when you need to be strong. Learn to understand that not everybody will be with you. I dare you to go down that path that many refuse to go. I dare you to show up and show the world that you have something that is special and unique about you. I dare you to show the world something they ain't never seen before about you. I dare you to stand up. I dare you to breathe life in to your purpose. I dare you to do it. I dare you to be strong. I dare you to be a man. I dare you to be a woman. I dare you to be the one that they never even knew existed. All you got to do is just stand on what you do. Pain, passion, focus, faith. You put it together, you will be an unstoppable force.
Everybody's great when they're not tired. This is when they're tired, that's when the real champions come out. That's when that real dog come out.
That's where I think the real truth comes out. Because I think there are a lot of people who are very talented who can make it there. There are very few people who can deal with the pressure and the stress that happens when we're there.
I feel I'm the best ever. It's not bragging or boasting. The proof is in the pudding.
In my mind, I'm always the best.
I am the greatest fighter of all time. And when I hit you with a hard right hand, you will fall.
You gotta win tomorrow. You gotta win right now. If you're passionate about what you're doing, keep going, keep believing, reach for the stars.
Everything is always impossible until someone does it. Maybe it has never been done before. That's perfectly fine with me. But I'm gonna do it.
Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Hungry dogs run faster.
And let the big dogs eat!
If you look at the greats in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
It means you have to be more disciplined than not disciplined. I wanted to be the best I could be, period.
I was waiting for you to smile at some of the compliments. You didn't.
Smiling doesn't win you gold medals.
I'm too fast, I'm too skillful, and I'm going to show everybody out there watching the show and the whole world, and the world will bow and admit that I am the greatest of all times when you see what I do to George Foreman.
I believe that whatever I put my mind to, and if I was willing to make sacrifices, and I was dedicated, that I could achieve absolutely anything.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
Maybe someone's don't like me because maybe I'm too good.
You win some, you lose some. But you live to fight another day.
You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down. Until you get to that point, you let you down. Tell me what you're complaining about.
Winners complain. Winners want to hear themselves talk. Champions do not complain. Why? Because they're focusing on what they said they wanted to do as a goal. So the only thing you're missing now is, are you willing to get up and do the work? Well, we gonna complain, y'all? We gonna work. You have a chance to control your destiny. That, my friend, is the American dream, not a Cadillac.
I need you to give you your best. Come on, I'm pleading with you. Look, I'm gonna say it one more time. I need you to give you your all. I didn't say your kids. I didn't say your spouse. I ain't say your best friend. I need you for the next 30 days to give you every single thing you got.
So do me a favor, do you want it or not?
The truth is, you gotta find something within. You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you.
Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down. You are a champion. Think like one. I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it.